was from Scotland.
Oh, yes, it is.
And he came from Scotland to the United States at an early age. But yes, my father also was a native Georgian. He was from Grady County and lived in Cairo, Georgia, a small community in Grady County, until he became of working age and moved to Thomasville. Mm-hmm. There he met my mother, who was a young school teacher, mm-hmm. and they were married there.
I see. He was born in Cairo, was he?
Yes, he was.
So he's lived in South Georgia then most of his life.
Yes, he was deceased 3 years ago.
What about the educational level of your parents? Were they able to complete high school? Or?
My father did not complete high school, but my mother graduated from Young's Female Institute in Thomasville, which was just a small girls' school, and then she went away to a college in Milledgeville, because it was then called GNIC, which was a school for teachers. It was then named GSCW, and now I believe the same college is Georgia College. She did graduate, and at 19 became a teacher for just a year or two in the Thomasville school system.
So she was a teacher for a short amount of time, but did she assume a career the rest of her life?
She was married and did not teach after her marriage.
And your father, you said, attended some high school.
I believe he must have gone through about the 10th grade in schools in Cairo. It's interesting that my husband, Harry Jones, and I both have strong educational stress in our backgrounds. In Norfolk, Virginia, it seems that many of his forebears had been instrumental in educational organizations in the Norfolk schools. And also my mother's family in Macon, Georgia had stressed education. My grandmother graduated from Wesleyan College, which was then not an easy feat.
Now this is your mother, your maternal grandparents.
You're right.
And this, the grandmother was from Macon. Was she born in Macon also?
Yes, she was.
And you said she graduated?
We're from Wesleyan College in Macon.
That is very interesting for that time that she was able to
mm-hmm.
complete college. And what about your maternal grandfather?
You know, I'm so sorry, but I can't remember about his college career.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Joseph Clisby, a cousin, was, I believe, the first chairman of the Board of Education in Macon, Georgia. There's a school name for him, and I believe I'm right in assuming that.
Oh, I see. Now, this was not your grandfather.
No.
Was a great uncle.
Right.
I see. But your grandfather, was he from Georgia also?
After he came from Scotland.
Right, you mentioned that earlier,
mm-hmm.
that he
mm-hmm.
came over at age
12.
Age 12.
It was William McKay.
Do you remember whether he had any kind of language or speaking dialect as a result of his